You're listening to the Health Smut Podcast. I'm Dottie Dynamo, sexy worker, burlesque dancer, and the stripper health coach at Fit Showgirl. The health, fitness, and adult entertainment industries are full of dirty diet culture, and I'm here to help you strip it all away so you can quit picking apart your body, dominate the weight room, and build a healthier hustle. All right, my sexy friends, welcome back to the Health Smut Podcast. This week, we are talking about the habits that are draining you. So your job is already draining as fuck. I don't think I even have to say that. You already know it. It is draining physically. It is draining mentally. It is draining emotionally. So how can we go a little further into this and talk about what other habits are draining you outside of just the work that you do? So first we need to sort of break down habits, right? It should be, I think we all have a pretty good idea about what habits are, but just to be clear, habits are the things that you do almost unconsciously, right? Or without thinking every day. So they are things like brushing your teeth, flushing the toilet, the route you take on a walk, leaving your clothes on the bedroom floor, or making your bed every morning. There are a plethora of other ones, but you get the idea. You get the gist of what I'm going for here. These are what habits are. But there are other habits that we have that tend to drain the fuck out of us. So the first one I'm going to get into, I have six written down. So just to be clear, I do have some actually sort of written out habits that I want to talk about and discuss, but other ones may pop up in my head as we go along. So first and foremost, and this is something I preach on, if you've probably listened to any of the episodes, I'm going to guess it's been mentioned a handful of times already. So picking up your phone first thing in the morning is one of the most draining habits that you can have. So most likely you're using your phone as an alarm, and in doing so, the minute that you pick up that phone to hit snooze for the 300th time, all right, I know you are, it's fine, feeling called out, it's because it's true. So you pick up your phone to hit snooze for the 300th time, you finally begrudgingly wake up, and the first thing you do is open Instagram or open your email or open your OnlyFans and start to scroll. And the more you scroll, the more hooked you get, the longer you've been laying in bed, the more your brain starts to rely on the sort of dopamine hits that come with seeing likes and comments. And you get immediately sucked into your cell phone before you've done anything else. And by sucked in, I mean once you pick up your cell phone for the day, that first time you pick it up, it's in your hand, you open an app, it makes it 10 times harder to put it down and not look at it again. So you've already now like Pavlov dogged yourself, right? If we, hopefully you understand that reference, I will break it down just in case. So I think most of us learned about Pavlov's dog in school, where he rang a bell, the dog got trained when it was time to eat, and he would always salivate anytime a bell rang. Whether it was time to eat or not, the bell rang, the dog salivated. Is that how you say that? Roll with it. So you're training yourself the same way in that if you know if you pick up your phone, you get like a feel-good endorphin, except the opposite is happening at the same time, because as your brain is trained that your phone makes you feel good, it's also training you that not looking at your phone makes you feel like shit, if that makes sense in a way. So you pick up your phone, you start scrolling, all the things you may be seeing, things that are making you feel bad about yourself based on the accounts that you follow. Hopefully that's not happening. If there are accounts that make you feel like shit, please go unfollow them now. Even if it's my account, unfollow me. If it's better for you, then do it. I'm here for that. There's probably a to-do list that's starting to grow in your head as you're seeing people's posts about investing or how to make more money or what to do on your OnlyFans or what to do in the gym or how to set a better goal. So calling out my own posts here as well. And these posts, when you see them, when it's the first thing you've done in the morning, your brain is already starting to rack up this not good enoughness or this need to do or the shoulds or the musts. And you start your day in a negative. So if you were a bucket that was full of water while you were sleeping, right? You're sleeping. As you're sleeping, this bucket fills up with water. By the time you wake up, the bucket is full. You pick up the cell phone and start to scroll. It's like a hole gets put in the bottom of this bucket and your energy starts to drain out. So the number one absolute top habit that is draining you is picking up your phone first thing in the morning. So get a basic ass alarm clock, leave your phone in the other room, do whatever you have to do. Start working on eliminating that urgency to infiltrate yourself with social media first thing in the day. Okay, habit number two. This one is also going to be a very hard one for this crew. Staying up late. Understandable. It's probably just part of your lifestyle at this point. It's almost impossible to avoid staying up late when you work nightlife. But what about when you get home from a gig, you get home from the club, you get home from whatever? How late are you staying up afterwards? Of course, 110,000%, it takes time to wind down, right? It takes time for your brain to transition from work mode to home mode. The same goes for anyone who works in an office. Anyone who works a 9-to-5, they come home, they need decompression time. Your job is no different. In fact, it's probably more so. But in that getting home from work, how much of that time is shifting to staring at a screen or smoking some more, having another drink, or whatever these habits are that are perpetuating you staying up much later versus maybe having something to eat, de-stressing a little bit, zoning out, and then starting to wind yourself down for bed? And this also goes for the nights that you don't work. Are you staying up super, super late, or are you sort of trying to create some sort of a schedule around your sleep in which the nights that you don't work, your sleep schedule mimics the same as when you do work? It doesn't always work out that way because, you know, the civilian world, unfortunately, if we want to get shit done on our days off, we have to abide by civilian rules, and civilian rules apparently believe that people should wake up at 7 a.m. and stores open at 9 and things close by 5. Whoever decided that is asinine. But how can you sort of mitigate that excess awake time or staying up past when you need to so that you can get some solid quality sleep? Because solid quality sleep is a habit that will energize you. And number three, undereating or tuning out your hunger is a major habit that will drain you. So whether it's 2020 and you are unemployed and sitting at home all day, you have no schedule, we're in 2021 when I'm saying this, but it's still relevant. You know what I'm getting at. I can keep going. You don't have a schedule, you are hustling from home, whatever it is, if you're under eating for numerous reasons, maybe that is because you feel like your body is changing a lot and you're trying to control your body through what you are or are not eating. And this need to control your body can be very much tied into the industry in which you work because of the fear of getting your job back or having to get on back on stage, being rehired, all of these things. So if you're under eating, your body isn't getting the energy it needs, because food is energy. It's just that simple. I mean, there are much more complexities to it, but at the end of the day, food is what gives you energy. Food is what supplies your brain with power. It's what helps your muscles recover. It's what helps your heart, you know, all of the components of your body, they need food to work. So if you're under eating, it's draining you. You literally do not have the energy you need to do the things you want to do. You're probably cranky as fuck too. I bet you're a hangry bitch. And you know why you're hangry? Because you also have been tuning out your hunger, which means you have learned so much over time through unrealistic health and beauty standards, through diets in the media, that you need to eat less. And so when you feel hungry, you don't trust your hunger because it doesn't abide by the things that you've been told, right? It doesn't abide by this whole eat small meals, don't eat carbs after 8 p.m., eat 1200 calories, which, please, I really, really hope that you're not somebody who's only eating 1200 calories. And if you are, please message me, get in my DMs on Instagram, send me an email. We have a lot of things to discuss. Let's help you, unpack that. So yeah, under eating or tuning out your hunger will drain you. It will leave you with not enough energy to do not only basic tasks, but the physically, energetically, and mentally demanding tasks of your work. So moving on to number 4, saying yes to every opportunity, or as we like to call it these days, fear of missing out, or what we can also call scarcity mindset. So if you are saying yes to every opportunity, whether this opportunity be a show, whether it be to hang out with friends, it be a sugar daddy who wants to take you to dinner, whatever this is, every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else, and that no might be your sanity. It might be your health. It might be your rest. It might just be a fucking night off that you really, really need. So how is saying yes to every opportunity affecting you and draining you? If your schedule is so demanding and so overwhelming because if somebody messages you and is like, hey, there's this bachelor party and they're looking for girls, and you're like, yes. And then the next day the club calls and it's like, hey, we need people to come in, and you're like, yes. And then your girlfriends want to do something the next day and you haven't seen them in 2 weeks because you've been hustling like crazy, and you're like, yes. When are you taking time for you? Your fear of missing out, your fear of not making money, your scarcity mindset is draining you. It's draining the fuck out of you. So next time you have this opportunity pop up, whatever it is, take a moment. Assess your energy level currently. What day do people want to do something? What will you be feeling like then? Do you have to work the night before? Are you, you know, what else is going on in your life? And is it possibly in your best interest to just say no? Number 5, helping others before you help yourself, or filling up other people's cups before you fill up your own cup. Ooh, I almost said before you fill yourself up. Which I do hope that you are doing, because also important. So another habit that is inherently draining is the habit of giving and giving and giving and giving and giving and giving and giving until you have nothing left to give for yourself. So this often shows up in, similar to the saying yes to every opportunity, but, oh, my cat is going to start making noises now, so I apologize. He has been sleeping all day, but when I started recording this now, has woken up and started raining terror. So, apologies if you hear the cat in the background. But how is helping others before you help yourself draining you? When people reach out and they need assistance, if you wake up during the day and somebody needs something and you're always just saying yes to people, you're always welcome to help people, you're giving out your energy, but what energy from them are you getting in return? Are you getting anything? How can you start setting some boundaries around that? So, and number six is wavering in your boundaries. So maybe we should just tie these two together because I had a thought that made me go into the sixth one. So let's just lump these together for the moment. So wavering in your boundaries. So how is this? Let's say you're on a call with your girlfriends and you know that you're tired and you know that you want to go to bed because you have something tomorrow or you're really drained or you're just trying to get better at perfecting some sort of a sleep schedule for the benefit of your health and your hustle. And they're chit-chatting, they're talking, you feel really bad, you don't want to interrupt, you don't want to be the party pooper, you don't want to be the uncool one, so you don't say anything. Why is their time more important than yours? Why is their energy more important than yours? Why is not being firm and in not respecting yourself enough to just be like, yo, guys, love you, but I'm going to peace out. I have this tomorrow. Are you somehow afraid of what they're going to think? Are you, what is limiting you? And just being firm in that boundary, especially if that person, right, has reached out to you for assistance in something and for, has reached out to you for assistance in something and you maybe are too busy to help them, you don't have the energy to do it. Why are you giving in? You don't have to give energy to anyone or anything that will not reciprocate that energy back to you or will not protect your boundaries. And in doing so, it's draining you. So that's really the gamut of what I had to talk about today, in the habits that are draining you and how they are showing up in your life. And how they are, these things, almost an unconscious habit, just like brushing our teeth or making our bed. We have to work really hard to break them or to change them because right now we operate almost, unconsciously as we do these things. So how can you start stopping yourself ahead of time or noticing these patterns, noticing these habits, and doing the work to change them so that instead of having all these things in your life that are draining more energy out of you on top of the work you do, start building in ways that you can energize yourself instead by setting by setting better boundaries, by not picking up your phone in the morning, by trying to create a better sleep schedule, by eating if you're hungry, and knowing that food is energy, by saying no to more things, unapologetically saying no to more things, and respecting yourself and your time enough to be firm in your boundaries and not giving to others before you give to yourself. So thank you. That is it. That's what we have for today. Thank you again for listening to the Health Smut Podcast. I am Dottie Dynamo. You can find me on Instagram at fitshowgirl. It's FITSHOGRRL. If you've been following along, if you leave a review and a rating on iTunes, I greatly appreciate it, as this is the beginning podcast. And if you've been following along and these podcasts have been helpful to you, you can screenshot and share on Instagram or Twitter. Be sure to tag me at Fit Showgirl, and I will see you again next week.